Greetings from John Paul Jones Arena. This is the Virginia Athletics Podcast, and I'm your host, Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com. We're still more than a month away from the official first day of spring, but our spring sports are up and running. My guest today is the head coach of one of those teams, and that's Sarah O'Leary from women's tennis. Sarah, glad to finally have you on the show. How are you doing?
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So this is year three for you at Virginia. Your team is ranked number 13 nationally. I think a new rankings came out today.
Yep.
What's the building process here been like for you and Gina, your assistant coach? She's been here with you the whole time. Are you ahead of where you thought you'd be at this point, behind, or about the same?
I think we're right where we expected we'd be in our third year here. When we took over the program, they were ranked 42 in the country. And, you know, when we got in, we realized we really wanted to change the culture here and do things a little differently than how it had been done in the past. And, you know, it's been a process, but I think at this point, our team is in the best place culture-wise that they've ever been in since we've been here. So that's something we're really excited about. I think the girls have really bought in. They've learned a lot, and they've grown a lot over the past 2.5 years. So we're excited for this season.
So each of your first two teams here advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Just going by the ranking of this team and how it's played so far, it would appear it has the potential to make a deeper run this year. I know there are variables when you get to postseason, how healthy everyone is and so forth, but
yeah, definitely. I mean, this year is the first year we've had everyone on our squad is healthy.
Right.
You know, last year, Rosie Johansson had an injury and actually had to redshirt the entire
right.
year, and she had played number one singles and doubles for us the year before. So, you know, we lost her for the entire year, but I think it also made all of our players better. They had to play higher positions and kind of step up because she was out, and I think it's ultimately in the long run made all of them better. But having her back in there, she's brought a lot more leadership this year and experience, and I think for her, you know, just having a year off and having to watch and kind of be a coach
right.
herself. We almost used her as a fourth coach for us. I think she brings a ton of experience, but also a different perspective. And I think it's really helped her going into this season. And I think it's going to help our team in the long run, having that extra leadership in her.
Yeah. And I know in the short term, you would like to have had her last season, but looking at the big picture, the fact that you'll have her next year
yeah.
is a real positive for next year's team, which has a chance to be
definitely
even better in this one.
Yeah.
Your team is home Saturday against Michigan in a match that starts at 11 a.m. The weather is extremely unpredictable these days, but will that one be indoors at the Boar's Head? Or
yes, it will be inside.
Wait and see?
Yeah.
When you go into the spring season, do you set a target date for moving outdoors and playing, or do you wait? I mean, if it was going to be 65 degrees this weekend and sunny, would you play outside, or are you kind of locked into playing? Would you play outside? I mean,
we haven't been able to practice once outside, so I think it'd be pretty difficult to go outside for a match this weekend. But typically, our matches in January and February are inside. But the beginning of March, we're definitely trying to get outside and play as many matches outdoors
right.
as possible. I mean, the NCAA tournament is outdoors, so the more prepared we can be for that, the better. For our spring break this year, we're going down to Orlando to train for 5 days. We have a match our last day down there, so yeah. I mean, once March hits, even the end of February, if we can practice outside, we're doing it. So, but yeah, that's where we're at right now.
So you and the men's program, right now you split your time among three facilities, right? Offices
yeah.
in the McHugh Center, indoor at the Boar's Head, outdoor at Snyder, next to Mem Gym. Ground has been broken and work is underway on new outdoor courts at the Boar's Head, and eventually the whole operation for men's and women's will be out that way. I talked to you and Andres about that, you know, for an article a while back, but being able to be more efficient is a big thing in your sport or any sport, isn't it?
It's huge, yeah. And I mean, we can't wait to be out there. I think it's just going to make everything so much more convenient and efficient for our student athletes to, you know, be able to practice inside, outside over there. You know, their strength facilities will be there, athletic trainers will be there. You know, we hoping to have a study lounge for the student athletes so they can do homework if they need to. So I think it's just going to be such a convenient opportunity for them to continue getting better and do it all in one spot.
So when you were an assistant coach at North Carolina, Gina played for you there.
She did.
Did you have her pegged at that time as a future coach? I mean, did you look at her and say, oh, she's got a future in the sport once she stops playing, or?
Yeah, towards her last few years, I would say, yes. She definitely had an interest in coaching. And, you know, I remember driving the van to trips, and she would be in that front row right behind the driver's seat, or even sometimes up in the front. And she would just ask me so many questions about coaching and decisions we were making. And, you know, I could tell she was really interested in it. And she had a very unique path. She came in and played mostly 4 and 5 for us her first 3 years. And, you know, we knew she had a lot of talent, but she needed to mature and work a little bit harder and become a little more disciplined. And she actually stayed over the summer with at Chapel Hill to train and take a summer class. And she completely changed her diet, her training. She was doing so much extra conditioning on the court every single day, and she got herself into really good shape, and I think built a lot of confidence. And she came back her senior year and played number one for us. She finished the year ranked 4 in the country, was an All-American. So I think she saw, you know, the ways that she improved, and when she graduated college, she really wanted to have that impact on other student athletes, and kind of, you know, she says a lot, she wants to pay it forward to other athletes. So it's been really great having her by my side. I mean, we've known each other for so long. We're really close. She's super loyal and works extremely hard. So we're excited to be doing this together.
So you came to UVA from Davidson. You played at North Carolina. Was it awkward at first for you to be competing in the same league and recruiting against your alma mater? I'm sure you still know coaches and administrators there.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, who coached me for 4 years and I worked for him for 6 years. I mean, he's been one of the biggest mentors in my life, and he's had an amazing career at UNC. They just won national indoors a couple days ago, but I learned so much from him, and, you know, he's kind of who sparked my interest in coaching. Yeah, and led me down this path a little bit. So I'm very grateful for everything that he's done for me. But it is tough. We probably recruit against UNC more than any school in the country. And it's not really surprising because we're so similar, he and I, and I think we look for the same type of characteristics in recruits.
And the schools have a lot in common, too.
And the schools are so similar. I mean, the size, the academic reputation, the resources. So, yeah, it's definitely tough, but, you know, I have so much respect for him and his program, and, you know, I'm excited that we're both, you know, at this point and recruiting the same type of kids and at this level that they are, so I'm excited about it.
Your team has played a brutal schedule so far. Michigan is ranked number 12 nationally. It'll be the 6th top 25 opponent your team has faced in its first 9 matches. Was this by design, or I know some of it's out of your control when you go to a national tournament, you play who you're paired with, but did you want to challenge this team early?
I definitely felt like this team could be more challenged than some of our teams in the past, because I think we're at that level and we're building, and, you know, what's going to make us better is playing the best teams. And so, yeah, it's a challenging schedule, and it's actually not going to get any easier.
No.
We play Michigan this weekend, who's 12. We play Georgia Tech next weekend, who's 17. And the week after that, we play Florida State, who's number 4, and, you know, a couple tough matches
Carolina
in between those.
Point. Yeah.
You know, the new rankings came out today, and 4 of the top 6 teams in the country are in the ACC. 6 of the top 17 are in the ACC. So, you know, it's clearly the strongest conference in the country, but that's what's going to make us the best team we can be is facing that type of competition week after week.
Last week, the team was in Chicago for the ITA national team indoors. You lost to 2 top 10 programs and then defeated 14th ranked Arizona State. Mm-hmm. What was that experience like for the team? Do you like that as kind of a preview for maybe what it faces NCAA outdoors, going to a site together as a team and competing?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great tournament preparation for us for not only NCAAs, but ACCs.
Yeah.
I mean, with all these top teams in the conference, that's what we're going to face in the ACC tournament. So it was a challenge. We learned a lot about ourselves. And I think to see, it definitely opened our eyes to small things that we need to work on, you know, as individual players, but also as a team. So I think it was a great learning experience. The team came out of the tournament healthy, which is always a positive because it can be challenging playing three very tough matches day after day after day. But we're healthy and we're motivated and learned a lot. So it was a great experience for our squad.
Four of your players are nationally ranked in singles, led by Natasha at 21, Rosie's 55, Amber 78, and Sophia's 87. Any surprises in that group for you? Is that the way
Not
you expected
really.
Them to be playing?
Yeah. I mean, Sophia and Amber are just second years on our team, and you know, they've worked really hard and grown a lot and improved during this first year and a half, and they're definitely making a big impact on our team in the middle of the lineup. So
it is probably fair to call Natasha a freshman phenom or a first year phenom. I mean, she's been sensational since she got here in the fall. What was her recruitment like? I'm guessing there was a lot of competition, a lot of people interested in her, and
yeah.
She's from Fairfax, which probably doesn't hurt.
Yeah. She was looking at UNC, Vanderbilt, Duke, and us. We recruit against those schools all the time. But, you know, I felt like we built a really good relationship through the recruiting process. And I also felt like she felt pretty connected with our team whenever she came to visit. She took two unofficial visits. And, you know, I went to D.C. a couple mm-hmm. times to watch her train and really got to know her coach. And I think she just felt like this was the best fit for her and where she felt like she was going to gain the most opportunities to, you know, play high in the lineup and also play some professional tournaments. You know, we're definitely willing to take players of her level
right.
to professional tournaments. And I think building that connection was huge. And you know, she's the only first year that we have, which is also a challenge to come in by yourself. But she's handled it so professionally. And I mean, not only on the court, but in the classroom. You know, she made the dean's list last semester. Excellent student, great leader for our program. I mean, her work ethic is off the charts every single day. It's so professional, whether it's team practice and individual. So she's been phenomenal, and we're grateful to have her. And I've loved getting to know her even better over this year. And I know she has great things in her future.
What makes her so effective on the court as a player?
She's very smart. She sees the court really well. She can play offense. She can play defense. She's very versatile within her game. And she also, I think, just has this belief in herself. So, you know, losing a match, I don't see her getting down on herself.
Right.
She can rebound quite quickly. And I think that that's really important for college tennis because you're playing match after match after match. And also on the pro tour, I mean, it's so challenging to play these top, you know, couple hundred players in the world week after week. You're going to take some losses. And I think her going through that experience has allowed her to be more resilient, you know, when it comes to if she loses a first set or if she loses a match. She just has this belief in herself that she's going to be fine. She's going to work on these things. She learns so much from her matches, and she can adapt and come back stronger. So those are the main things that I've seen in her.
She played here before you got here, but Danielle Collins won two NCAA singles titles here. She's doing really well as a professional. I know she's very busy, but does having, you know, a alum of the program like Danielle help you in recruiting and pointing out to players, you know, what they can achieve here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's this misconception among a lot of players, especially foreign players, that, you know, college, if I go to college, my pro dreams are over, you know. And I think she's been such a huge example for college tennis all around the country, that you can do both. You know, you can go and continue to get better during your 4 years and get a great degree that you can turn towards whenever your pro career is over. But I think think it speaks so highly of what UVA can offer with our resources and facilities. I think that Danielle really made the most of her time while she was here at UVA, and she's had an amazing career. And I'm very grateful for what she says about college tennis, yeah, because she is a big advocate for, you know, you can go to college tennis and you can become a professional tennis player afterwards and accomplish all of your dreams. So, you know, I'm very grateful for what she's done and what she's given back to UVA.
In doubles, Chloe and Amber are ranked number 59 nationally. They're the only one of your teams that's ranked, but overall your ladies have played really well in doubles.
Yeah.
The winning percentage is 74%. What's been the key to success at that? Do you spend a lot of time on doubles in practice, or?
We spend a good amount of time on doubles. I love doubles. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed playing in college, and I think the team really enjoys practicing doubles and working on it. But it's funny because we had some other combinations we thought we were going to go with in the fall, and we really changed everything up in January. I think some of those combinations just weren't working out the way we thought they would, and not in a bad way. We just thought we could find some better combinations. So we changed some things in January, and I think these teams that we have are really clicking right now and pretty confident. You know, we won all of the doubles points while we were in Chicago at National Indoors, and yeah, we just have some really great chemistry right now within the whole doubles lineup.
So Andres Pedrosa is the head coach of the men's team here. He's also director of tennis at UVA. How closely do you two work together?
Pretty closely. I definitely know he trusts me and trusts what I'm doing with my program and trusts my assistants. So he's pretty hands off with us, but he's always available if I have questions or need him for anything.
Right.
We brainstorm a lot about how we can both help our teams and different things we can be doing. You know, we've done fun activities together, the men's team and the women's team. So we work together, but I also appreciate that he trusts, you know, my leadership and what I'm doing with my team. So it's a great relationship. I've learned a ton from him since I got here, especially my first year. You know, he was just really willing to work with me and talk to me about some things that worked for him and, you know, with Boland when he mm-hmm. was here, his 4 years with Boland. So I feel like I've definitely grown as a coach myself, you know, learning a lot from him.
The men, as tennis fans know, have won multiple NCAA titles here. Do the women have the same potential? Like, can't see any reason why they wouldn't, and you probably would not have come here if you didn't think it did.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there is no ceiling on our program. You know, we've seen what the men's side can do, and I don't mm-hmm. see that there's any reason that the women's side can't accomplish that either. We're definitely extremely motivated and working hard, and I feel like improving every single year. So yeah, I mean, we have huge aspirations for this team, and for the program in general in the future. We want to be competing for ACC and national championships year after year. So that's definitely the goal.
I know that under NCAA rules, you can't comment specifically about players who have not signed their letters of intent, but how in general is recruiting going? I know next year's class looks good. Do you go real far? Some sports have commitments from high school freshmen, high school sophomores. Does tennis work that far in advance, or is it? Do they tend to be closer to or high school juniors or seniors?
Mostly just juniors and seniors.
Yeah.
But it's going great.
Good.
Yeah, we're definitely getting a lot of interest from, you know, all the top 10 kids in the country, which is huge. And like I said, I mean, we're competing and recruiting with Duke and Vanderbilt and UNC and UCLA. And, you know, those have been a lot of the top programs for the past 10, 15 years.
Right.
So we're right there and definitely building this program and want to be on that same level.
Well, good. Well, good luck this weekend. You'll be outside before you know it. The sun will maybe come back out in Charlottesville someday.
Thank you.
But best of luck with everything, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This will be another busy weekend here. Virtually all of our winter and spring teams are competing. For schedules and information on those events, visit virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.